Christian Parenting.
Aloha, friends, and welcome to the Monica Swanson Podcast, powered by Christian Parenting. I am Monica Swanson, mom to four boys, wife to Dr. Dave, podcast host, and author of Boy Mom, Raising Amazing, and the newly released Becoming Homeschoolers. Here on the podcast, it is my goal to bring you practical advice and biblical wisdom for raising amazing kids and building strong families. You can always find show notes over at monicaswanson.com/podcast. I'm so glad you're here, and I hope you'll be encouraged. Aloha, friends, and welcome back to the podcast. I'm super excited to dive into part two in my summer three-part series about navigating youth sports. If you missed last week's episode, I encourage you to go back. We covered so much with John O'Sullivan. Really a great interview. If you've got kids coming up in the youth sports scene, whether they are just, you know, recreational athletes, or you've got some serious athletes that you want to raise up for, college scholarships or something else, I think John O'Sullivan's wisdom will be helpful to you. And today I'm super excited that my husband Dave gets to join me as we bring in a faith element to all of these things, talking about what it means as Christian families to raise young athletes, to raise kids who are participating in sports, sometimes very seriously. We've had some experience with that. We've had to ask ourselves a lot of questions. There's a big conversation in our home, and we love this topic. So really excited to dive in with all of you. And then just so you know, next week, I have my son Luke with me, where we're just kind of going from the beginning to the current time in his professional surf career. That'll maybe be a fun one for some of your kids to join in and listen to. But we cover a lot about, you know, his story, some of the challenges along the way, parenting elements, as well as the mental game of being a competitive surfer. So hopefully you will enjoy that. Before we dive in, I want to make sure that those of you who are homeschooling or becoming homeschoolers know about our favorite science and math curriculum, diveintomath.com, where our good friend Dr. Shorman teaches great classes in science and math. My two oldest sons, who went to college and studied engineering and data analytics, will say that Dr. Shorman's classes well prepared them for their college experience and even their jobs post-college. Dr. Shorman teaches with a biblical and historical foundation, and he teaches the why of learning math. He uses self-paced courses in a state-of-the-art e-learning system featuring expert video instruction, interactive assignments with auto-grading and grade recording, video solutions, and Q&A support with Dr. Shorman himself. Important to note that Shorman Algebra 1 and 2 teaches every concept on the PSAT, SAT, and ACT with over 200 practice questions. I know my boys took classes up through AP Physics and AP Calculus, and that's hard to find for homeschoolers. So definitely go over to diveintomath.com, check out everything they have to offer. Their customer support is excellent, and I think you're going to be really impressed with everything they have to offer. All right, friends, now I'm going to welcome my husband on as we have this great conversation covering some of the most important faith principles as we navigate youth sports. I hope you're encouraged. All right, friends, I am very excited to welcome my husband, Dr. Dave Swanson, to the podcast. Hey, Dave.
Hey, it's great to be here.
So I always love it when you are on the podcast, and today we get to talk about one of our favorite things, which is youth sports.
Just youth sports? Like,
yes, youth sports.
Not like sports in general that, like,
that you get to do. No, we'll save that for a different one. Like, okay. Parents who do sports. That'd be fun. We like to do sports together, right?
Except when we play horse.
And I win.
And you had to put that on our podcast.
Right. Okay. It's the one thing I can beat you in. Okay. Fair enough, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, but today we get to focus on our kids because that's super important. And let's be honest, that's been a huge part of our married life. And next week we've got Luke on, and who's going to share a nice long chat about his experience growing up in sports. So that's a fun one. I can't wait to share. Mm-hmm. But and last week was so good. So now what we're doing is we are bringing in the faith element. We're going to talk about some principles for parents who want to navigate youth sports biblically in a way that honors God, in a way that doesn't mess up your kids, in a way that is like...
Doesn't mess the parents up.
Doesn't mess the parents up. In a wholesome, really good, God-honoring way. So I'm really excited. We've got a few P words. We found some P's because these are faith principles. So we're going to talk about three P words that are faith principles for navigating sports, right?
Principles itself is a P word.
It is. It's not fun.
So three P's that are principles.
Yep.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'll try to put some notes over in the show notes, which can be found at monicaswanson.com/ I'll call it Dave-Swanson, since you're my guest.
Mm. Okay. I'm honored.
Yes. Okay, so let's dive in. We have a lot to cover. This is a really important subject, and I hope everyone listening knows, like, this is for everyone, not just if you've got an up-and-coming Olympian or serious athlete, but really, even if you've got just a young one who you hope will love sports and be a recreational athlete, do, you know, whatever it is, let's talk about some principles.
Yeah. And it's a little bit of a stretch, but even if it wasn't sports, like on a court or on a field, I mean, we live in a competitive world.
We do.
I mean,
so these principles will apply if your kid's like serious about maybe band or or
academics. Even I mean, you're competing,
right?
Speech
and debate, that's competitive. Yes.
Chess,
that's a sport, actually.
I know.
So, yes. Yeah, so consider this just again principles.
Yep.
So dive in. Tell us the first P.
Well, the first P is passion.
All right.
Why would that be a first principle, Monica?
Well, I want you, you're going to take this one.
Okay. Right back at me. Well, I think the first principle of this sort of conversation is it acknowledging that sports is something that brings out passion. It's a part of our nature, I think, in some ways. Yeah. There was a guy back in high school, college. I just remember maybe a couple people that I talked to that were discipling me. The idea that that God's put that within us, this desire to be competitive, I think it comes out of Genesis.
Okay.
And God told Adam, he said, subdue and conquer.
Right.
And so, you know, that kind of passion for taking things on and winning. I think that sports sort of gives us, you know, modern day folks a way to express.
Yeah.
Maybe somewhat of a God-given desire that he used initially for getting us moving forward in this world that he created for us. But sports gives us an opportunity to kind of, it's like an extension of that. Does that kind of make
sense?
Totally.
I love that.
And so, yeah, sports can be a great avenue just to, you know, enjoy some of the intrinsic, you know, nature within us.
Right. And I love the verse Psalm 37:4 that says, delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. And if you've ever studied that verse, you know, there's kind of different ways you can look at it. Like, will he give you the things you desire, or more likely he will put his desires in you? But I think that it's really cool when you're walking with the Lord and participating in sports, how fun it is to think, These are healthy desires. These are good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I think we're challenged even again in like kind of the world we live in now. We're so, you know, on screens, inside. Mm-hmm. But man, if you just take a moment to just step outside and just the act of doing that, like, hey, moving your body, like, wow, look at this. Like, look at this body God's given me and these things that I can do. And then not just taking a step, but taking a jump and then putting that all in motion and then like doing it with someone else and finding ways to like push towards like achievement and excellence and using your bodies. You know, that's what sports is. You know, it's kind of, you know, pushing each other.
Yeah.
And it's such a beautiful thing. And I think we're all as human beings just motivated, captivated by that idea as we start to like spend time in it and doing it.
Yep.
And we just see the beauty. We see the beauty of God, right?
We do. We just talked to our oldest son, Josiah, this morning, who did a 5K this morning, and he trained really hard for it and he did really well. And just to hear him, like, those endorphins are real. God gave us those. And even for young kids, any of you with like toddlers, you know the difference. If they get outside, I mean, I don't care if it's a cold winter day, you let them run and huff and puff and their little cheeks get all red and they feel good.
Yeah.
And you see it in them and then they sleep good and then they eat good and their behavior is better.
Yeah. I mean, we're fearfully and wonderfully made. And I mean, I think we're meant to experience that feeling of like our heart beating faster and the air pushing through our lungs. I mean, unless you get outside and actually start moving your body, you don't really fully experience that.
Or inside, maybe in a gym or
exactly.
On court.
But sports, whether it's team-based or individual, you know, or just as a hobby, pursuing, you know, those things, it puts you in touch with that.
That's right. Real quick, because I didn't do this in the intro, for anyone that doesn't know, last week we had John O'Sullivan on, who was a soccer player himself. But Dave also, very similar to John, played collegiate soccer. You guys were like the national champs, right? Seattle Pacific University.
That did happen.
He just got a ring. His team got like rings. What was that, because you were national champs?
Yeah, it's like was years later, but
and
I think
literally
somebody...
he's like 54 and he just got the ring and it's massive. You would think you just won like the Super Bowl, but that was cool.
It's big.
And then he went on, when we were first married, Dave was playing professional soccer. So he's similar to John O'Sullivan, has that background. And then you were coaching high school soccer when we were first married as well. Mm-hmm. So we love this topic. I grew up in competitive sports and we both have just continued to do whatever we can to stay.
And just to shout you out, you were a college athlete.
Well,
you ran
did a little cross country
at Pepperdine University.
I
did. NC2A Division I.
I
mean, that's no small thing.
That was fun. That was super fun.
And you have a background in
other sports. Yeah.
No, you have a background also
educationally. Like educationally, yes. I studied sports medicine at Pepperdine. And then went on to get health and PE teaching credentials and did fitness instruction and was a personal trainer. So this is stuff we are all about. You're a doctor.
It's in our wheelhouse.
It's in our wheelhouse. We love it. And give us some feedback after this conversation, because I kind of feel like we would enjoy talking more about this topic, whether it's in writing or a course or a book. I don't know, but Dave and I have a lot of energy to keep going on this topic. So let's go on to the second P. We talked about passion, just the general idea that God has given us a passion to move our bodies, to be competitive, and to enjoy sports. So now let's get into a little more where our parenting comes in as we direct those passions.
Yeah, I think when we start like getting more specific about getting outside and doing the things we're talking about, you know, and as we start to organize it into sports, you know, and we start talking about, you know, winning and losing and keeping score and putting time into it and trying to get good at it. Mm-hmm. Now we're getting into this kind of sense of our purpose for what we're doing.
Second P, purpose.
And why we're doing it.
Yep.
Because let's face it, like this sports topic, there's a whole like time investment that can take you down some really deep
time investment rabbit holes. And a lot of parents are saying, and financial investment. You hear a lot of people talking about that.
Right, right.
And there's some funny Instagram memes about that too, or reels. Maybe I'll link to some of those.
But the point about that is, we start to try to understand for ourselves what is our purpose in pursuing these things. And
kind of asking your why, right? Like, why are we doing this? Why are we signing our kid up for this travel team or club soccer or whatever?
Yeah, and we've talked about this kind of before this talk, but you know, the reason it's important to like put these things kind of out there and in this outline is that if you don't have a purpose, if you haven't thought about it, if you haven't like maybe written it down or communicated it, you know, as parents to yourselves and to your kids, we are realizing, and I'm sure many people that go on this journey with sports realize that if you don't have a purpose, something will take over.
Mm-hmm.
It's this issue that it's kind of maybe a subtitle to under purpose is just our self-worth and our identity slowly but surely gets developed through the things that we put our time into, right?
Yeah.
Show me where your heart is, you know, where your treasure is, or your heart will be also, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, it's just a natural outcome or consequence of investing and putting our time in things. We start to gain a sense of who we are from
right.
the stuff that we're doing. And sports, man, when you start talking about winning and losing and
who's the best,
giving blue ribbons versus red and white ribbons, it starts to weigh on you, right?
Yeah, because when you get outside of the faith community, you see people doing sports with their own purposes, right? Like when you remove God from it all, there can be a really selfish nature to the sports scene, right? People wanting to just be the best for the sake of like some kind of self-affirmation. They just want to feel good about themselves. Maybe this is where they get their self-worth. It just, sports can be very selfish.
Right? And within the Christian faith community, we're constantly being tempted and challenged.
Absolutely.
I mean, like we're like the John Calvin quote, you know, the human heart's an idol factory. I mean, man, sports is like right there ready to take on the idol role.
Okay, so with that in mind, knowing that it may not come natural, our flesh may not do this naturally, but as Christians, what should our purpose be, Dave?
Yeah, well, you know what? Shout out to a guy named Brian Smith. He's wrote the book, The Christian Athlete. I haven't even read it all, but I read some
quotes. I'm going to link to that, guys, in show notes. Yeah. Dave's been really impressed with
track
the
coach,
Christian Athlete.
Wake Forest track coach, I think. Mm-hmm. Anyways, he was kind of getting at like, what's the motivation for playing sports in general? And like, there's a lot of superficial ones. You just sort of mentioned some of them, but he said like at the heart of it, at the deeper level for all of us, it's seeking contentment. I mean, and that's probably true of any of our endeavors. We're all looking for contentment, and sports can be one way we try to do that. But, you know, as a Christian athlete and as parents of Christian athletes, we need to try to sort out what that really means for us. And, you know, I think we can go to scripture, right? And there's many verses that speak to the heart of what our purpose is. And it's obviously God's created us to know him and to bring glory to him, right?
Right.
We're a reflection of God's glory. And the way we live our life and the things that we do are just all about giving God glory. And we're meant for that. We're satisfied in doing that. And sports is just, like we talked about earlier, an extension of what God's done in creating us and giving us these bodies. And it's an opportunity to glorify him with it. And as soon as we start to like shift away and find some other reason mm-hmm. that we start elevating, you know, either equal to or above that, that's when the wheels start to fall off, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, that's huge. And again, I don't think that's an easy thing for any of us, especially for us to expect our kids to totally grasp onto that.
Yeah. I mean, it takes some super intentional parenting mm-hmm. and it takes some intentionality, you know,
right.
on the part of our kids. Like, you know, we've talked about this, how we like need to daily remind ourselves. I mean, this is your whole parenting, our parenting verse, right?
Yeah.
As you walk and lie down, you know, just
Deuteronomy chapter
putting
6.
God's word on. It's like, just reminding ourselves, where does our identity, our self-worth come from?
Right.
While the world whizzes by, enjoy a moment of me time with Tim Horton's $6 breakfast bundle. Savor a small hot or iced coffee, then add your choice of a mouth-watering hot breakfast sandwich
mm.
and a crispy golden hash brown
Ooh.
And your pick of a classic donut.
Yeah.
All for $6, all just for you. Make your mornings all about me time with our $6 breakfast bundle. Available at your neighborhood Tim Hortons. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
Hey guys, I hope you're enjoying this conversation. I just want to pause real quick to tell you about something very cool now available over at the Christian Parenting website. Okay, so there is the cutest little prayer journal. I'm looking at mine in front of me. It is called Marked by Prayer, and it is a weekly prayer journal for parents, and it will guide you through praying for your kids every week of the school year. Each week presents a new topic to journal and pray about. Topics include things like generosity, self-discipline, salvation, identity, godly friendships, and more. These are all the things we want our kids to be marked by, attributes that we want them to be marked by. Well, we are guided to pray for these things. And then there's a little section for journaling, some suggested scriptures. You guys, it's really, really good. So you can get your copy over at the website, cpgive.org. Again, the letter CP is in Christian Parenting, give.org. Request your school year prayer journal, and I think you're going to really really enjoy it. And then something fun to go with that. If you want to listen to a podcast that is going through these guided prayers and a reflection, Pardon the Mess podcast each Monday is going to be doing that. Now, Pardon the Mess is an awesome podcast. It was Christian Parenting's like OG, their original podcast before the rest of us joined. And it's so good anyways. But on Mondays, they're going to be taking you through the guided prayer and reflection from this prayer journal. So definitely tune in to Pardon the Mess on Mondays. I think it's going to be so good. I can't wait for that. All right, friends, now we'll get back to today's conversation. I hope you enjoy. And I think that we've had some conversations here on the podcast about identity in the past, but I think practically speaking for us anyway, that looks like just being really intentional about bringing things up. I think that Tim Tebow's story and his mom has been an inspiration, where we know, for example, Luke growing up as a surfer, he put so many hours into surfing. There's no way to balance that by like, okay, he surfed for 4 hours. Now we have to like... You can't really balance that by focus, you know, reading the Bible for 4 hours. I mean, that's great if you can. But in what we can do is just bring it up regularly and be sure to tell them, listen, I'm so proud of you. You're surfing so well, but just never forget that your true value, your worth does not come from how well you surf, how well you do in a competition. God loves you. He sent his son to die on the cross for you. He has a purpose and a plan for your life. And because of God's love for you, you have great value. Like literally scripting that out, you can't say it too much.
That's true. And I think you're kind of talking to the point, which I think one way to say this is, it's not so much like, okay, I'm going to give equal weight or time to sports, and now, you know, I'm going to go do quiet time for the same. It's more, I think what I would be saying and what you're saying too, is it's a mindset that we take into doing sports, into practice, both during, or before, during, and after. Yeah. Yes. And we're living that out as we do sports, or any other, you know, endeavor, we're seeking, like we talked about, glorifying the Lord. And I mean, we can do a whole deep dive on what that, you know, really means to glorify God with what we do and honor him. But, going back to that guy, Brian Smith, he was saying like, you know, we can use sports. This was a quote I wrote down. We can use and should use sports as a vehicle to give God glory. And only then will we find lasting joy that transcends circumstances. And that's the important thing, is like, man, we got to be so careful of this idol factory heart we have. It just wants to keep replacing God with these things that are just so shallow and temporary and in the end don't satisfy. I mean, you can have all the trophies, you know, in the world lined up on your shelf. You know, probably ask any world champion athlete of any sport. I mean, it does not bring lasting satisfaction. Nope. There's always the need to do more and to win one more time and get one more applaud from the crowd. I mean, just, there's no satisfaction, you know, that they can replace when it comes to like,
but when you
putting God at the center,
when you are pointing people to God, there's a great satisfaction you can experience.
Yeah, because in doing that, you're glorifying the Lord, right?
Yes.
And so you're living out the purpose for which God created you for.
And it also gives meaning to losses, and when things don't go how you want them to be able to say, wow, I'm going to trust God so much that even if I lose today, I'm going to be able to thank him and trust him because his plans are so good and nothing falls outside of his sovereignty. And so I'm able to, like, that's a huge faith growth moment right there.
Yeah. Just taking hold of like Philippians, you know, contentment.
Yeah.
In all things.
4:11.
Mm-hmm. Contentment in all things. Just, that's one of the secrets of having the Lord on your side. You know, you're able to navigate things no matter what the results are.
Right. And Luke and I talk about this. I'm like, how awesome that because you know the Lord, you actually can't. You can choose to be glad no matter how things go. And I feel sad for people that don't know the Lord, because when they lose, they feel like, one, it's all on them, and two, it shakes their self-worth.
Yeah.
Oh, it just...
Yeah. And I would just add to the thought there, and I'm learning this myself still even now, like in other areas of life, and actually in all areas of life, like the ups and downs, wins, losses, like God is like weaving that into this like tapestry of like what like life is and our life is. And it's all part of like his purpose and plan. Like he's using all these things for our benefit.
Yep.
And to help us understand who he is.
Yep.
And it all makes sense, you know.
Yeah.
One day. As if we're walking with him and trusting him, he's going to use that all for his purposes, right?
He will. Yes. Yes. And I'm so thankful for the role models we have that can help our kids understand. Yeah.
So we can be thankful for, you know, losses, right? We can be thankful for failures.
Right.
Difficulties.
Are we moving on to the third P? I know you've got a lot.
Yeah.
You've been reading and thinking. Yeah.
Priorities, right?
Yeah. Let's go on. Third P. So we talked about passion. Talked about purpose, which underneath that is identity, self-worth, all of that. And now we're going to talk about priorities, which falls into place right after purpose. Yeah. Because why?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think if we get it right with our purpose, then we can start to, you know, be intentional about how we line up. Let's just get practical. How we're going to line up our day.
Yeah.
How am I going to start my morning when I wake up?
Yep.
How am I going to end it when I go to bed?
Yep.
And everything in between.
So
this idea of priorities, and how do we apply that to sports? And I think the point of it is that we need to try to make sure that we're finding balance in our pursuits and our passions. I mean, you can kind of go back to the very beginning. This passion that's within us, this like thing that we've been like kind of handed to us or put inside of our chest, you know, wow, it's there. I feel it. Like, what do I do with it? Okay. I need to, you know, work with it and have God help me understand how to work with it and find purpose in it.
Right.
But now, like the living that out moment by moment, day by day, how do I work this thing out in a way that's going to be healthy?
Right.
And you and I have talked about this, is that, you know, one of the pitfalls of this whole, you know, competitive sports is parents just can get completely, completely out of balance.
It's more the parents than the kids.
They lead to their kids having an out of balance life. And I mean, the whole family's out of balance.
Yeah, and a lot of the issue might be parents who are trying to live out their childhood, which maybe they had dysfunctional parents themselves, and they maybe were never able to satisfy their own.
Yeah. I've heard that before from other parents, when you, that sort of that quote or comment, but I think even if you were successful, I mean, I'm sure people just want to extend their competitiveness into their kids no matter what.
Yes. And we're sinful and selfish too.
So you just got to keep it in check, you know, and let your kids figure things out for themselves. But yeah, that's one way things can get out of balance. If you're not finding back to purpose, finding your identity and self-worth and who you are in Christ and what he's called you to be.
Yes.
And you start getting lost in this, like, trying to make your kid into some
idol, which again falls into other areas of parenting, whether it's you just want your kid to have a successful job or to reflect well on you, to behave well in public. Those are all things we need to keep in check and know that our identity shouldn't be based on our kid's performance.
Yeah. But there's that quote. I've seen it come up like in a couple places, and I think I actually had read it recently. And I don't know the exact number, and I don't know how they got.
I know that's maybe it's made
there's up. Probably math behind this, but it's something close to like 0.02 or 0.03%. There's a point, let's say 0.02% chance
of
that your child's going to become a professional athlete. Yet there's a 100% chance that your child's going to stand before Jesus one day. And that's just a call to parents that how are you spending your time and your resources on, you know, with your kids? You know, what percent of your time is invested in preparing for that moment, that day when we're all going to stand and give an account, you know, before the Lord for the life he's given us, the gifts he's given us. Hopefully our children know the Lord and are saved, and it's just going to be more about, you know, enjoying
his growing.
The pleasure of the Lord, just saying, well done, you know, well done, good and faithful servant. And, you know, here's your reward. And there's those opportunities for our children when they go to be with him. But
for those children, especially who don't know the Lord yet, be careful, parents, because God's given you a responsibility, and if they grow up with sports as an idol, or anything else.
Yeah, that can move them even further away from mm-hmm. knowing the Lord
yeah.
And put them in, you know, kind of a wall between them and knowing Jesus. That's just...
Yeah.
You know, that's on you as a parent.
You can have great conversations that point to the Lord because of sports. What a great connection point to be able to discuss training, competition, all that. If you bring the Lord into it and keep him at the center, that can be a great opportunity. I know that's a lot of the things we talk about, right?
Yeah, there's so many teachable moments that, or there have been for us, yeah. right? With our kids almost like
absolutely
almost every day. I mean, whether it's mm-hmm. how we dealt with the day, preparing for whatever we're going to be doing, fitting time in for sports activities, yeah. navigating that whole process, or just the day of a contest or a competition, mm-hmm. dealing with the results.
And
like we're about to do in a
yeah.
what's happening right now while we're doing this talk.
Right, yeah, while we're recording, we've got one son bringing our other son to a golf competition. Mm-hmm. So,
anyways,
you had another quote.
I did.
Do you have a Scotty Scheffler quote, speaking of golf?
Well, here's the thing. I just thought this would be kind of fun to end on.
Oh,
and
okay.
It's kind of ironic that we're calling parents to, and I feel like we're calling ourselves to, something greater, something mm. beyond just like, you know, scoreboard results.
Yep.
And we're calling ourselves and other parents to having a godly perspective, a yeah. biblical perspective. Mm-hmm. And we've touched on a few points here that kind of bring that out. But one fascinating thing mm-hmm. that I've kind of pondered in my kind of more recent life as I think about sports is that Christian athletes, in my opinion, have an amazing advantage.
Mm-hmm.
An amazing yeah. advantage
well,
in competitive
kind of
sports.
That's kind of what I was mentioning a minute ago. But yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, well, I'm just... thinking that I've seen that play out recently yeah. and I'm getting into golf because of my youngest son who's into golf now, but Scotty Scheffler, we got to go see him
yeah.
you know, practice for the Masters at Augusta a while back, and then witness him winning the Masters again for a second time. But I listened to an interview that he mm-hmm. had with somebody, and he said that his friends, good friends of his, were having a conversation the morning of the Masters, and he brought up the fact that like how much he wanted to win and how hard it was for him to deal with just the pressure of wanting to win
mm.
on the biggest stage in golf.
Mm-hmm.
And one of his friends reminded him and said his victory was already won mm. on the cross. Jesus had won that for him.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you know, his conclusion from that was, it doesn't matter if I win or lose this tournament, my identity is secure forever.
Wow.
I mean, he was having an eternal perspective
yep.
on that tournament. You know, the biggest moment in golf is
yep.
just to be, you know, in the Masters and competing and hopefully trying to win. And he took that through. He said that was what he was thinking about as he went through that day, you know, ends up winning the thing.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's like an accident. And
no.
I wouldn't mm-hmm. leave that out of the calculation
yeah,
of his performance.
I agree.
Because it freed him up.
Freed him up. That's the word.
From the pressure
exactly.
of having to win.
Yeah.
You know, he could just play the game.
Put it all out there.
Knowing that
give it his best.
Having this like security
because
in the
pressure
back of his
is
mind.
Hard on an athlete.
It is.
And when you're like, you know what? Either way, I'm loved. I have eternity with Christ.
I mean,
so this is just icing on the cake.
It is. And I think it can make such a difference. You think about athletes that have their sense of self-worth
mm.
coming from who
man.
God says they is.
They are.
That they're a child of God.
Yeah.
That they're forgiven, accepted, completed yep. in Christ. There's nothing that can change that.
Yeah.
They can walk onto a sports field mm-hmm. and see 1,000 people out in the crowd and say, you know what? Not one of those people's opinion
mm.
in the end really matters.
Wow.
There's only one opinion in
Preach.
The universe that matters, and that's
Preach.
What God thinks of me.
Yeah.
And I he's already told me.
Right.
And he loves me so much that he was willing to die for me.
Yeah. There we go.
If you take that into any competitive, you know, environment, any sports field, any court.
Right.
I think it's just a game changer.
So what we're giving you today is not
Secret
only
sauce.
Faith perspectives, but honestly, if you want to raise a champion, I'm going to say this has made a difference in Luke surfing.
Oh, yeah.
Huge difference in Luke surfing. You're going to hear more from him next week. But I'd say put this to any sport and you're going to see like amazing things happen. Yeah.
And I'll just qualify that I'm not saying that this is some sort of guarantee that your kid's going to be a great athlete just because you start trying to live by, right, you know, godly principles in athletics. The important thing is it's going to help you to live out the life that God's called you to.
Yeah.
Which I can guarantee is for sure what you need to be doing and what's going to be best for you,
right,
is living according to what God's called you to,
yes,
and experiencing a peace and a joy that you can get no other way.
Right. And how many adults look back on their competitive sports growing up and have some wounds, have some messed up self-perceptions, all that. You can help your kid avoid all of that by just helping them be grounded in their identity in Christ, and that whether that leads to them being champions or whether that just gives them a healthy way of exiting when that day comes.
Yeah. Or taking the lessons that they've learned from the, yeah, experience in sports into the next chapters, mm-hmm, of their life.
Yes.
Knowing that God's going to walk with them through the next, you know, ups and downs.
Such good stuff. Wow. I love it. So passion sports are given to us because God's made us people who can be passionate about competition and physical activity. That's all good. There's a purpose in it, which is to glorify God. And then keeping your priorities in order will be a game changer in all of this. So there's your three principles, right?
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff. Thanks, Dave. I love this. And we've had some little fun chats on Instagram as we've gone running and brought up sports topics. Maybe we'll do some more of those, but I'll link to anything I think of in our show notes.
Mm-hmm.
Any final words?
I would say that most important, parents, make sure that your kids are introduced to who Jesus is, because mm-hmm, none of what we just shared with you matters,
mm-hmm,
and none of it's relevant, mm-hmm, until your child knows their Creator.
Right.
And knows the love that He has for them and what He's done for them.
Right.
And are in a saving relationship with Him.
Amen. And if any of you haven't read Raising Amazing, Dave does have a word to the dads at the end of each chapter of my book, Raising Amazing. Dave did a great job of that. And you know what? One theme that comes up over and over in Raising Amazing, and I think is worth mentioning here, is so much of this too is modeling. So parents, if you are getting your own self-worth from anything other than the Lord, your job, you know, your own performance in any area of life, your kids are going to pick up on that. So maybe step one will be some self-reflection, having some honest conversations, you know, maybe mom and dad together, and making sure that you're keeping your eyes on the Lord as well, and then passing that on to your kids.
100%. Yeah. We're not preaching to you, we're preaching to ourselves, and all of the stuff we're sharing.
These are real time conversations.
We're speaking out of lessons that we've learned and we're still learning,
continuing to learn.
Yeah. So
yeah,
we humbly just, you know, share these words with you. One beggar leading another beggar to where the food's at. So
that's right. All right, guys. Hope that was an encouragement to you. And again, be sure to catch some really helpful just principles from about youth sports from last week's episode. And then come back next week to hear Luke. After all we've talked about, you can kind of hear it from our son himself as he talks about his entire career, start to current. Make sure you've got some time for that one. Or you can break it up. But he talked for a long time, and I loved every minute of it. So I hope you do too. All right, Dave. Thanks so much.
Okay.
And we will be back another time. God bless you guys. Have a wonderful rest of your week. And until next time, aloha.